going out there last game at Candlestick Park, you know they're going to be amped up. How do you guys kind of counter that?
Well, you know, you got to be able to one, withstand the storm, but play on the road on Monday night, I don't think it needs much to get excited for. It's the last game at Candlestick, like you said. So we'll be there. We'll be ready. And when we show up, we know that we have a fight on our hands, but we'll be prepared.
What does a Monday night stage do for you guys, too, to just kind of let the doubters know that this team's still playing hard?
Monday night just provides a stage for everyone to, you know, play at a high level and display their talent. And I think, you know, it's one of those things you don't need to get up for. And we've all grown up watching it, and we're excited to be the last one.
I know you have work to do when you go to the sideline, but if you find yourself over 10 years sneaking peeks at other running backs or quarterbacks,
yes,
how's that work?
I do. I after I get a chance to look at the photographs from the last drive, I tend to watch a team, see what offense, kind of like what reads the running back has and what he's, you know, what he's seeing and what he's doing out there. And, you know, getting ready to face another good back in Frank Gore, somebody that I've watched his whole career. The last 9 years, he's been very productive, especially for a smaller guy, but a very tough inside power runner and low gravity, good balance. So I have a lot of respect for Frank.
Have there been a few guys that you think of that you wanted to make sure that you took a look at over the years that you've been in the league?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm actually I enjoy guys, you know, like Adrian Peterson's, of course. I think we all enjoy his running style. But, I mean, even guys that are very patient runners, like an Arian Foster, or guys that catch the ball really well out of the backfield, a Forte. You know, you have guys like that. Jamal Charles is having an unbelievable year this year as well, coming off an injury last year or 2 years ago, and he's really bounced back in stride this year. So I'm a fan of the game, and I watch my peers and see what they're doing.